and got upon her horse again. Then all rode further on their journey till the day grew so warm and the sun so scorching that the bride began to feel very thirsty again. And at last, when they came to a river, she forgot her maid's rude speech and said, "Pray, get down and fetch me some water to drink in my golden cup." But the maid answered her, and even spoke more haughtily than before. "Drink if you will, but I shall not be your waiting maid." Then the princess was so thirsty that she got off her horse and lay down and held her head over the running stream and cried and said, "What will become of me?" And the lock of hair answered her again, "Alas, alas, if thy mother knew it, sadly, sadly her heart would rue it." And as she leaned down to drink, the lock of hair fell from her bosom and floated away with the water, without her seeing it. She was so much affrighted. But her maid saw it, and was very glad, for she knew the charm, and saw that the poor bride would be in her power now that she had lost the hair. So when the bride had finished drinking, and would have got upon Falada again, the maid said, "I shall ride on Falada, and you may have my horse instead."